ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founder and Acharya Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is the 50th year, the golden jubilee year of ISKCON establishment at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Temple. You are all welcome for evening Bhagavad Gita class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 5, the text 23. All right? So the chapter is entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. So the verse 23rd, Shaknoti ya eva shodom prakas sharira vimokshanat kama krodha udbhavam vegam Sayukta sa sukhi naraha Shakno te ihaivaya shodom Praka sharira vimokshanat Kama krodha udbhavam vegam Sayukta sa sukhi naraha Shaknoti yaheva shodam Praka sharira vimokshana Kama krodha udbhavam vegam Sayukta sasukhi naraha. Please repeat. Shaknoti yaheva shodam Praka sharira vimokshanat Kama krodha udbhavam vegam Sa yuktaha sa sukhi naraha Shaknoti ihaiva yaha shodham Praka sharira vimokshanat Krodha udbhavam vegam Shaknoti yaheva yaha shodham Praka sharira vimokshanat Kama krodha udbhavam vegam Sa yuktaha sa sukhi naraha. Mother, mothers, Shaknoti is able. Iya eva in the present body. Yaha one who shodham to tolerate. Praka before. Sharira the body. Vimokshanat, giving up kama, desire, krodha, and the anger, udbhavam, generated from vegam, urges, saha, he, yuktaha, entrance, saha, he, sukhi, happy, naraha, human being. Translated by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world. So these two verses, the verse 22nd is the what is the cause of suffering? Verse 22nd is what is the cause of suffering? And verse 23rd is how to be happy. So, very simple practical application of Bhagavad Gita. Why people are suffering? Because they want to enjoy the sense object, and the misery is within that enjoyment. Je sansa prasaja bhoga dukh yonya evata. Sansa prasaja bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment. Sansa prasaja means by senses of the sense object. Dukh yonya is the breeding place, the place of the birth of misery. Where is misery taking birth? In the enjoyment. In the modern language, it says, buy one, get one free. You just try to enjoy, you'll get suffering free. It's just a deal. You have to, if you want to get one, the second is with you. Nateshu ramate buddha, those who are enlightened, they are not interested in such sense players, because they have a beginning and they have an end. So then how can we be happy? So this is the verse, how can we be happy? Shaknoti. Shaknoti means one who is able to. Shaknoti. You know, in Hindi, those who know Hindi, shaknoti means kar sakta hai. The one who can do it. Shaknoti. Jo kar sakta hai. One who can do it. What? Iha. Iha means in this life. In this world. Means Bhagavad Gita is a living philosophy. It is not the philosophy speaking of something after death. No. Right now. Iha. Shodho means one who can tolerate. Shodho means tolerate. Tolerate means a sober man always tolerate whatever comes on the way. So it is some those who are sober, those who are able to tolerate. What they have to tolerate? They have to tolerate kam, krodha, udbhavam, vegam. Kam and krodh, these two words we have already discussed in third chapter. When Arjuna asked this question from Krishna, how the person is forced to do the sinful activities though he don't want to do it. The answer Krishna gave, kamesha, krodesha, rajoguna, samudbhava. It is only the lust which then transform into the wrath, and that is arising from mode of passion. And here is same word, kam, krodha, udbhavam, vegam. So this kam and krodha, kam means desire and krodha means anger. They follow one another. From where they are arising? Mode of passion. So the source of these two suffering is from mode of passion. And mode of passion is qualified. How can we identify mode of passion? Rajo ragatmak, trishna sanga bandhanat. Rajo ragatmik. Ragatmik means attachment. Lobha sanga, and there's a greed. Attachment and greed. And this rajoguna, I need this. And you cannot get it, everything in this world. Nobody's desires are ever fulfilled in this world. There are enough for the whole world they can get, but there is not enough for one person's desire. There is everything what we need for the whole world, but not enough for one person's desire. This is the version in Bhagavatam as well as in the Vedas. All the animals of the world, all the women of the world, all the property of the world, even given to the one man, he will never be satisfied. Now animal was the olden version. Now all the different varieties of the motor cars, different, you give them whatever they want. Whatever they want to enjoy, you give them the whole world, they will not be satisfied. Why? Maha Ashno means is all devouring. There is no end to the, I am satisfied, there is no word in the dictionary of those who are in mode of passion. More. So one needs to tolerate. What he has to tolerate? Kama, krodha, udbhavam, vegam. Vegas, where Rupa Goswami has given us the Vegas in a Nectar of Instruction. There are six Vegas. Vegas means urges, pushes. Because they come in, they come just like a wave. And then it goes. So, now question is then, tolerate how long? How long? Praka sarira vimokshana. As long as this material body is there, we have to tolerate. So there is a very simple question if I am asking. When the desire will stop? When the desires will stop?
When it gets fulfilled, then it's all possible.
When?
When it gets fulfilled.
When it gets fulfilled. Okay. The desires are never fulfilled of any person on this planet.
Short-term desires,
when the desires, actually, the word kam also means lust. It's a singular, it's not plural actually. And same kam is there, which is lust. When it ends actually?
When you're satisfied.
Okay. You can never be satisfied.
Can be, if you have that chip in you.
Why?
If you have that chip on you, in you, you are happy.
There are only two persons can be happy. Either he is mad or he is Uttam Adhikari. There is no in between. Either he is completely transcendental or he is completely fool. Nobody in between can have that type of understanding, really speaking. So this verse Krishna says, you can dream about
it. Dream about it and get satisfied.
They are satisfied. That's good. When the mind will not agitate us, when the senses will be calm and quiet, what do you think? There is the only answer. That is the only answer. Praka sarira vimokshanat. As long as this body is there, there will be agitation of the mind and senses. It is always going to push you. You have to tolerate, you cannot stop. Very simple. Somebody asks Srila Prabhupada, anyway, as a brahmachari is too difficult, Prabhupada, I am getting so many desires, lusty desires. Prabhupada, that's all right. Everybody have desires, but don't do it. You tolerate, that's all. It's not that desire will never arise in the mind. Always the mind will push. What are the mind's vegas? In Upadeshana, manas, mana vegam. What? Vacho vegam is one, other one is manas vegam. What are the vega of mind? What is the function of mind and what mind is pushing us to do? There are unfulfilled desires since many lifetimes and impressions in the mind. Not of this one life. Millions of lives, desires are there in the mind. Always agitate. Therefore, in whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is only asking one thing. Please give me your mind because you will not be able to control it. Give me your mind. What this signifies, what Krishna is holding in this picture. There are horses and what is in the hand of Krishna? Reins and whip. So reins represent mind. And the horses represent senses. They cannot be controlled by us, so you give the reins of the horses to Krishna and he has a whip really to tame them. I think Prabhupada gave example on this verse of a minister of great the emperor Akbar. When this desire of lust ends, and the minister says one person dies, saying, how can that? I'm an old man, how can he desire of any, you know, something lusty? Prabhupada gave this example. The minister asked the king, you come, let us go to the hospital. The person who is 90 years old is about to die. But you come along with me and take your young daughter. Let us go and visit. And Prabhupada says, when visited, the man who was about to die, he was 90 years old. And everybody introduced that this is the emperor of this whole India and this is the minister. But the person's gaze was focused on the daughter of the king, not on the king or minister. And then the minister said, see, when the desire end, as long as he's alive, these desires will always push. Therefore, what tolerate? The word is tolerate. No kill. Tolerate. Tolerate. Tolerate means?
Is that a sinful activity?
Huh?
Is that a sinful activity or is not a sinful activity?
What?
Thinking, desiring,
but the lust. In Satya Yuga, even if somebody desires something wrong, he is punished for that. But in Kali Yuga, we are exempted. We can have so many nonsense desire in mind. Unless we do, we are not executed for that. So in Kali Yuga, this is only the one benefit. This is a question asked. Why Parikshit did not kill Kali Yuga when he conquered him? Then the answer again is Kali Yuga is a saintly person. He saw good thing in Kali Yuga. One good thing he saw, that in Satya Yuga, those who were thinking wrong, they are punished for that. And they may be thinking something good for everybody, until they do, they will never get benefit. But in Kali Yuga, you may think so many nonsense things in your mind, you are not punished until unless you do it. But on the other side, you may not be able to do good thing, but you think of good thing for something, you will get the credit for that. And when I am speaking all the time, I say, tomorrow you think that I am giving 100 cows as a donation to the Brahmins and I am feeding 1,000 Brahmins and giving everybody golden coin as a donation. But the Kali will not allow you to do even mentally. You do it, you will get a benefit, but you will not be able to do it. You try it tomorrow, you will not be able to do it. You may do it one day, Kali will not allow you to do. Even mentally you cannot think of good. This is Kali. The next benefit of the Kali, which Parikshit Maharaj saw, that so difficult was the austerity for the people of the Satya Yuga. It was so elaborate yajna for the Treta Yuga. It was so elaborate worship for the Kali Yuga. But in a Dwapar Yuga, but in the Kali Yuga, simply chant Hare Krishna and you are delivered. So this is the greatest benefit of Kali Yuga. So Maharaj Parikshit left Kali Yuga. And when Maharaj said, this is benefit, the Kali was laughing. And Maharaj said, why you are laughing? See, Maharaj, you are You are a devotee. But the people, I will not allow them to do all these things so easily. I will never leave. You try somebody to call and make chant Hare Krishna, Kali will not allow him to do it until unless really somebody is determined to do it. So, prak sharir vimokshanat, as long as the body is there, the pushes of the mind, the urges of the senses will always force us only try to minimize, try to tolerate. For that you need a good fencing. Good fencing is good association of the devotees. If you have nice devotees around you, then you may have bad desires, but the good association will protect you. So fencing is the only way to minimize and learn to tolerate the urges of the pushes. Therefore, one word yes to use here is sayuktaha. Yukta actually means engaged. Yukta means one who is united. So how can we be really able to tolerate this? Not on our own. Until and unless we are united in service with God. United in service. Yukta means united. So until and unless we are fully engaged in devotional service, we are holding on to the hand or the feet of the Supreme Lord, not on our own. When we are yuktaha, and yukta actually means yukta also means well situated. Yukta means nicely situated. Yukta means united. And yukta also means fully engaged. So who is well situated? The one who is united with Supreme Lord. So how he can be united? When it is karma yoga, by action and Krishna consciousness. By action and Krishna consciousness, somebody is united with his Supreme, then he is happy. Sukhi, Naraha, then he is happy. So where is happiness? Now this is an example I am giving you. Father is taking his 5-year-old child in a nice, beautiful mall for shopping and tour, and child is so happy, is holding the hand of the father. I need this dress, I need this thing to eat, and he's so happy and jubilant to see all this. All of a sudden there's an announcement, there's a bomb in this mall. Everybody goes here and chaos, and this chaos, the boy, he is separated from his father. There's no more hand of the father in the hand. What the boy will do in that mall? What he will do? Among all these nice toys and dresses and eatables which he was very happy to have, and when he is separate from his father, what he will do in that same place? Cry. He will cry only. So the happiness was in the things which were in the mall or in the hand of the father? Happiness was in the hand of the father, not in the things of the world. So happiness is sayuktaha. Those who are united with Krishna, then there is a happiness. If they are not united with Krishna, they cannot tolerate and they cannot be happy. So the action in Krishna consciousness means sayukta. Action in Krishna consciousness means sayukta. Then he is only happy. So the happiness is you united with one who is happy. Who is happy? Anyway, I have another question usually I ask. Everybody wants to be happy in this world, is right? Everybody happy? What type of happiness you need? What time you need? In a day or night or midday, evening, what time? All the times? Sure. All the times you need happiness, right? Very good. You need happiness at home or at the working place or in the market? Everywhere. I need happiness all the times. I need happiness everywhere. You need happiness from your friends, from your parents, from your customers, from whom? From everybody. I need happiness from everybody. I need happiness every time. I need happiness everywhere. Who is everywhere? Who is every time? And who is in everyone? Only God, nobody else. Then only if you need happiness, and the type of happiness you need, that is only available to the personality who is everywhere, all the time, in everyone. So that is the meaning of Sayuktaha. He is with you all the times. Then you are happy. Those people are happy, those who are connected with Krishna. They are happy. If they are not connected, they may have all the worldly things, they are always miserable. Nothing of this world can make anybody happy. Nor it has ever happened in the past. Many kings, emperors, they just, ultimately the great Alexander, when he was here about to die because of the malaria, he asked his commander-in-chief, I can give you half of the whole world which I have conquered. You give me 1 month of your life that I can go back to my own country and see my mother. And commander-in-chief said, how can I do that? It's not possible. Sir, he said, anyway, then I am giving you the whole empire I have conquered. You give me 1 day, I write letter for my mother. He said, not possible, sir. And then the Alexander said, well, anyway, I'm going to die. When you are putting me in a grave, keep my both hands open outside and write that great Alexander, conqueror of the whole world, went empty-handed from this world. And then tell the world that I invested my whole life to conquer the world. And I am ready to sacrifice the whole world for 1 day I'm not getting. My whole life's endeavor I am sacrificing for 1 day I am not getting. And I am going miserable from this world. All the great people, they die miserably. Like anything. So there is no happiness. Prabhupada used to say, if there is a honey in a bottle, and you don't know how to open the bottle, you may lick as much as you from outside, you will never get sweet. You know, you cannot taste the sweetness of the honey unless you open it. So there is happiness, but this happiness is only when we hold on to the hand of Krishna, when we are yuktaha. Otherwise there is no happiness in this world. It's not at all possible. You may try. We have tried for many lifetimes. This happiness is always, say, 1 foot away from us. They're just 1 foot away from us. You're trying to get, tomorrow I will get it. Just I got this, tomorrow I will get it. But that tomorrow never comes. So let's see, read Srila Prabhupada's purport. If one wants to make steady progress on the path of self-realization, he must try to control the forces of material senses. If steadily he wants to progress on path of self-realization, what is self-realization? So what is self-realization? I am soul, I am not body. But this is part and parcel of Krishna. Self-realization means our relationship with Krishna. Good. One great wise man from China walked all the way to India, and he visited a one saintly person. He asked, really, what you have learned in the whole life? He said, I learned that I am soul, I am not body. He said, that a child can know. He said, child can know, but the old man like you cannot realize. To know is different thing and to realize is different thing. To realize I am soul is a different thing. To know that I am soul is a different thing completely. You understand? Realization and knowledge is like, knowledge is somebody else's son. Realization is your own son. Can you understand the difference between the two? Realization is your own son when you realize. Realize knowledge, but the word for realized knowledge is vijnanam. Vijnanam, which is science, which we call scientific proof, understanding. Practically, I'm asking you, when you realize I am not this body and soul, in practical life, in Krishna consciousness, when you realize this? They are seeing your body. Practical thing is when you dance in kirtan, only then you realize I am not this body, I am soul. If you dance in the kirtan, only then you realize I am not this body, I am soul. This is only the way to realize this in Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu brought this movement of chanting and dancing. Only way to realize I am not this body. Therefore, one of the book written by Prabhupada's disciple, Achyutananda, Blazing Sadhu. He said, those who cannot dance cannot really call sadhu. Dancing means really out of body experience actually. A person like me can dance, but when there is a kirtan, you dance. It means this is the activity of the soul. This is the activity of the soul actually. Anyway, when anybody is happy, what they do in this life? If you are happy, you are number one in your college, you got a lottery of $1 million. If you are so happy, what you will do? What activity you will do when you are happy? Huh? Dancing and singing and eating. Is this all? Anywhere you want to celebrate happiness, the things you do, chanting, dancing, feasting. Right? Anywhere you see. And what we are doing in Krishna consciousness every day, chanting, dancing, feasting. This is actually the way you can realize the ananda of the soul. The soul is blissful. That can only be realized when we dance, when we chant holy name. This is my realization. The only way you can realize that I am not this body. Otherwise, there is no way theoretically you can do all mathematics. You will never reach to the... you can do by analysis 24 elements and I am not this, I am not this. This is okay. But how can you experience this? You can only experience when you dance. So dancing in kirtan is the only way to realize I am not this body, I am soul. And when you dance in kirtan, actually you are so exhausted, your senses have no power to enjoy and you will just eat and lie down. You are free and safe. So simple. Early days you ask from the devotees in ISKCON, 8 hours they were doing Harinam Sankirtan on the streets. And when they were coming, even plate of prasad in front of them, they're lying down. They have no power to think of enjoyment because they were doing so much kirtan. So until unless you fully utilize your energy in the service of Krishna, the senses will push, mind will push. If they are fully engaged, there is no room for them. So this kirtan for hours, in olden days this was a slogan. This was a slogan. Harinam kirtan 2 hours a day keeps maya away. 2 hour kirtan a day keeps maya away. Means no more suffering, no more illusion, no more temptation. If you do 2 hours nice kirtan, then you will never be actually bothered by the senses and mind which are bothering the slow motion souls. So this is very active practical application. Mahaprabhu has brought this sankirtan movement with this mood. The more you are actively dancing, the more you quickly experience I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. This is called self-realization, but this is a half. As our great gentleman said, this is called self-realization. After that is God-realization. Very simple example. Self-realization is like that. 5 years young girl, baby. You call baby, come here. he will come. You let her sit on your lap, no problem. You hug, you kiss, no problem. But when she becomes 17, then she knows, no, I am not to mix with everybody. I am not meant for that. I have different purpose. That is self-realization. Now I am using my body for everything, but when I sell it, no, I'm different from soul. These are the demands of the body, they are not the demands of the soul. So grown-up girl has a different thinking than a baby girl. But grown-up girl is happy when she knows that I am not meant to mix with people. I have my own aura, and I have my own understanding. I am youth, but she will be happy by that only. Now what she needs? She needs a loving and caring husband. Then she will be happy. So when I am not this body, I am soul, this is just a realization that I am a young girl. I have not to mix with other people of this material thing. No. But the second step is, I belong to God. He is my really beloved. When I connect with Him, then I will be happy only. That is God realization. So self-realization is the first step in God realization. The next step is, you communicate with Lord with a relationship. This is a normal question. Most of the time, those who are even devotees, I asked this question other day in our class there. Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna, baby?
Huh?
The first part is okay, he's God, but the second part is most important, he's my friend. It means this is personal relationship. Until unless you develop personal relationship with Krishna, at least the safest is his master, I am his eternal servant. Very safe relationship. Until unless we have that type of relationship, there is no happiness. The happiness is in relationship. In this world, when we are happy, when we have good relationship, the relationship keeps us happy. So to re-establish our relationship with Krishna will make us happy, and we are suffering because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. This is very simple. So Srila Prabhupada says, those who want to be steadily on the path of self-realization, they must control the material senses. Why is he wrote material senses? Why he put a one word in front of the senses, material? Because there are spiritual senses. They should be utilized. That is called, when you have a higher taste, you will give up lower taste. You will give up the sense objects, material sense object taste, when you get the taste of the spiritual senses. So why Prabhupada, he put a one word, material, to make everything completely? Material senses you have to control, but spiritual senses you have to activate. Control material, activate spiritual. How can one be happy actually? You associate with the people who are happy, then you will be happy. Very simple. Who is happy? Years back I read one newspaper article which was saying, there was one foreigner who visited India. He went to all the holy places, and then some newspaper reporter asked him, so why you came to the India? He said, for a spiritual quest. I have a desire to know the rich spiritual culture of India. Oh, then have you really realized, you found something? He said, who is God, do you think? You went to all the places. He was thinking for a while. Who is God? Who is God? And then he all of a sudden he said, well, that's one I think can be God. The one who has nothing to do, he has a flute in the hand and he's playing on that. That must be God. He said, why? He said, all other have something in hand. Somebody has some weapon, other has something. It means they have to do something. He has nothing to do. He's simply enjoying. He must be God. So Krishna is simply enjoying. Prabhupada's first book in the Western world was Krishna the Reservoir of Pleasure. Krishna the Reservoir of Pleasure. So he's a reservoir of pleasure. You want pleasure, you go to him, and his reservoir is inexhaustible, unlimited. The more you get pleasure, The more it increases, Anandam, Buddhivardhanam, Pratipadam, Purnam, Mrtaswadam, it increases every moment. So we have to really activate our spiritual senses. Where are senses? I'm asking another question. Where are senses? This eye sense is a box for the sense, it's not sense. Many people have eye, but they cannot see. The mind is not registering that what I will do. You know, many people, they have problem in their brain, even their eyes are working, they cannot see. So this is not sense, this is a box for the sense, it's a container of the sense. The senses are actually on the mind. The original sense is on the mind. And the problem of our whole life's struggle is our naughty mind. It's a very dangerous mind. Everything is there. So senses are there. But there are also spirit, the soul has also its own senses. It is as easy like that. This body is given by material nature. This is made up of the things which are given by material nature. The soul is given by Krishna as it is his part. So body wants to enjoy matter because it is given by matter. Soul is part and parcel of Krishna. It wants to join with Krishna. So there is a tug of war in everybody. The tug of war in everybody. Body wants to enjoy matter because it is given by matter. And soul is part of Krishna. He wants to join to Krishna. So soul wants to join Krishna. Body wants to enjoy the world. This is a fight going on. There's a fight going on in everybody. So self-realization means forgetting the needs, forgetting the excessive needs of the body. Bare necessities, yes. But excessive needs of the body. And increasing the longing of the soul to join Krishna. That Prabhupada used to say a slogan, simple living, high thinking. High thinking means who is the highest we think of. Krishna is the highest. Na partram asti dhananjaya, kinchit partram. Nothing is beyond me. I am all in all. There is nothing beyond me. That is highest. Think of Krishna as high thinking. And simple living is? Decrease the desires of the material body. That is simple thinking. Get free from the external energy of the Supreme Lord which is working on this body. And increase the desire of the soul to join Krishna. That is higher thinking. It means, higher thinking means to come in the circle of internal energy, the Haladini Shakti, which gives us pleasure. Going into the circle of pleasure potency is higher thinking. Getting out of the material energy is simple living. Simple living means, live simply means decrease the needs, excessive needs of this body. Now, if you look into your home, you have so many things which you may not use in this life. Possess, yeah, all these things are there. You know, he has, I must have one. He has, I must have one. But I'm not using it at all. They're just lying there. These are wants, these are not needs. Krishna can provide everybody's needs, but not a single person's wants. You want everything, but what you need is already there for you. Don't worry for that. So, those who really are serious about self-realization and steadily want to traverse that path, they must try to control the forces of material senses. There are forces of the tongue, forces of the anger, forces of the mind, stomach, forces of the genital, forces of the tongue. This is Prabhupada has taken. As it is from the first verse of Nectar of Instruction, Vacho Vegam Manasaha. Vacho Vegam Manasa? Krodha Vegam, three things. And then? Jeeva Udhar Upastha Vegam. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has classified the need of the body, needs of the mind, and needs of the speaking. Vacho Vegam, Manas Vegam is a separate, and the other three, they are needs of the body. So one who is able to tolerate, the word is tolerate, not actually completely. Like in Krodh, when we read there in Krodh, Prabhupada said, you cannot finish Krodh, but you can utilize Krodh for the right purpose. You should not be angry if somebody really dishonors you, but you should be like fire if somebody disrespects Supreme Lord or the devotee. Like Hanuman uses anger for a right purpose. So anger cannot be stopped. Nothing can be stopped. Everything, all these vegas should be controlled. But the desires will remain. So the main point is, until unless we are not positively engaged, all these things will always push us. So for engagement, we need a person who engages. And the person whose service is liked by Krishna, that person can engage us in the service of Krishna. Now who is the person whose service Krishna likes? The spiritual master is representative of Radharani. And Krishna likes the service of Radharani. The spiritual master is representative of Radharani. So, under the guidance of a spiritual master, when we render service, then really we can be satisfied, then we are yukta, we are united, then we will experience inner happiness, not the sensual happiness, but the bliss of the soul. By senses you can have a happiness and unhappiness. By mind you can have a peace of mind or no peace of mind. But at the level of the soul, you have only bliss. There is no opposite word in soul. Happiness is opposite word unhappiness. Peace has a opposite word anxiety. But bliss has no opposite word. Ananda has no opposite word. Ananda is only increasing. There is nothing which is opposite to the ananda. So until unless we really realize the ananda of the soul, it's not possible to be happy in this world by the sense pleasure or by the mental speculation, Prabhupada used to say. Even intellectual exercises, one happiness is at the level of senses, which ordinary people drinking tea and smoke, they are happy. One happiness is at a mental level. They play chess, they play game, mental level, I am happy. One level happiness at the intellectual level. They write books, they write poetry. This is intellectual happiness. But these all happiness are at different material level of the body, mind and intelligent. But the happiness at the level of the soul, that is actually the self-realization. If we reach to that, then that happiness only increases. All these happinesses, one today happy, tomorrow unhappy. So we have to find out which type of happiness we want. One who is able to control the forces of these different senses and the mind is called Goswami or Swami. Such Goswamis live strictly controlled lives and forego altogether the forces of the senses. Material desires, when unstieted, generate anger. And then, and thus the mind, the eyes, the chest become agitated. Now Prabhupada is writing, kama krodha. So these two words. Material desire is kama. When it is not satisfied, it becomes krodha. Krodha means anger. And this anger is seen in the eyes. You know, desire is subtle, you cannot see. Desire is inside. But when it is not satisfied, then it is transformed into the anger, then you can see in the eye of a person. You can see his agitated mind. Oh, he's angry. He looks like angry. And then his chest is burning with the anger. So anger burns the one who is angry, not the one on which he is angry. Burn the anger before it burns you. Burn the anger before it burns you. If you are angry on somebody, nothing is happening to that person. You are burning yourself. If you are envious of somebody because of anger, you are giving a free space in your heart to that person. If he's living in your heart free. Free in your heart, he has a space. The space which is meant for God, he is occupying that space. I don't like this man. You don't like man, this man, then why you are keeping the man in your heart? So he's just keeping a free space in your heart. Forget it. Give it, leave it aside. No need. So anger is like this, burning, burning, burning. Therefore, one must practice to control them before one gives up this body, material body. One who can do this is understood to be self-realized and is that thus happy in the state of self-realization. Which means the happiness is at the level of soul, not at the level of body. It is the duty of the transcendentalist to try strenuously to control desire and anger. Here ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. Anybody who is transcendentalist means one who wants to function at a level of the soul is a transcendentalist. Those who are working at a bodily level, they are ordinary people of this world. But the transcendentalists are those who want to transcendent the body, or the needs of the body, they are called transcendentalists. So those who are transcendentalists, they should try to control the mind and senses. Strenuously, they should really, it's called, strenuously means consciously they should try to control. Because their senses and mind always go to want to enjoy. I'm just giving one example and then end the class. There's a beautiful princess and king wanted to marry that princess to a person. He had a condition. He had 5 goats. He said, you take these goats and feed for 15 days whatever you want to feed. But when you bring the goats here, I will put the grass. If the goat eat grass, then you are put in a jail, you will not get princess. So many princes came, they fed the goat with gulab jamun, with cashew nuts, with almonds, whatever. But when they brought the goat after 15 days, they put grass and goat went to the grass. And everybody was in a prison. One young, really prince, he wanted to marry that nice princess, but he was afraid that how... Everybody is in jail. What can I try to do? But it's difficult. And he was really sitting like that. And one boy, he was grazing the goats in the ground along with the cows. He said, why you are, prince, why you are happy, unhappy? He said, this is my problem. I want to marry the princess, but the condition is 5 goats to feed for 15 days. And on the last day, when I bring the goat back to the king, if there is a grass that he will put and they eat grass, then I am in a jail. If they don't eat, then I'll get the princess. He said, don't worry, you bring the goats here. I will help you. They brought the goats. Every day he was feeding them grass, full satisfaction. Then, after half an hour, he used to put grass. They used to come and then he was beating, 1, 2, 3, they were running. 15 days he did this practice every day. After fully feeding them, Then he was putting grass, and they are coming for grass, and he was beating. And after 15 days, now you take these goats. And when he took the goat to the king, king's men brought the grass, and goats ran, bah! They ran away. He said, what is this? He said, these senses are like goats. Whatever you give them, they, whatever they see something, they go there. Like goats, they want to go to the grass. Even they are full. For children, it is says, their belly is full, but their eyes are hungry. You know, eyes are hungry. I have no place inside, but I need this. There's no place, but I need this. So these goats, these senses are like that. So we have really to tame them. No, 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 no. Till they know that they cannot do like that. One saintly person, he's a transcendentalist. He used to go in Himalaya every year for 2 months for meditation, something like that. So once he was going halfway by foot to the Himalaya, he went almost 100 kilometers. Then he had a desire to eat one jalebi. You know one jalebi? A twisted sweet. So his mind was, I need jalebi, I need jalebi. He walked all the way back to Haridwar. But he has no money. So he went, there was some building construction going on. He just did one day work there, taking the bricks. So he got 2 rupees. He went to the market, he purchased the jalebi, nice sweet. Then he went, sitting at the bank of Ganga, he said, oh, nice jalebi, my mind, you want to eat it? Yeah, very nice, I want to eat it. Make sure you have to carry the bricks tomorrow again. You are paining at the shoulder, it was really heavy. Paining me, Then you want to eat? No, I don't want to have a pain. He threw the one into the Ganga. Then he got the second one. You want to eat this jalebi? Yes, I came 100 kilometers just to eat this jalebi. Okay, you eat it, but then tomorrow you have to carry the bricks again. You have to work hard. No, it is too difficult. I don't want to eat this. All the jalebis he put into the Ganga. Then mind, he said, you want to eat jalebi? No, let me go. So this is the way, this is the meaning. Strenuously you have to consciously try to control the mind and senses, otherwise it's not possible to do it. Consciously do it. So transcendentalists must practice like this. Otherwise the happiness is far away. How much far away? At least 1 foot always. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? This is the verse, how you can be happy. The verse previous, how one is suffering. Suffering is enjoyment. Service is happiness. Service, devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.